The final lines of the Lord's Prayer were not part of the prayer as Jesus taught it in the Gospels. They were added at an early stage by the Church as the Lord's Prayer became widely used in public worship. The words draw on the text from Chronicles we've explored in this session. The final lines of the prayer bring us back to the beginning. The Lord's Prayer begins in praise and adoration. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. We end where we began, in worship and appreciation of God, now and for all eternity. The Christian view of humankind is that men and women were created to know God and live in a right relationship with God of love and fellowship. The Westminster Catechism begins with this question in the older non-inclusive language. What is the chief end of man? The chief end of man is to know God and enjoy him forever. The word end here means not only our destiny, the end of the story, but our purpose, all which gives our life a meaning. The true point, perspective, and purpose in our lives is found in the praise and appreciation of God and in our relationship with God. This relationship, as we have seen, is at the heart of the Lord's Prayer. Because of God's grace in Jesus Christ, we are able to call God Father. We are drawn into a relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We align ourselves with God's will for a better world. We begin to see that everything we have comes from God. We place ourselves daily within his love, care, and protection.